Finally. Yeah. Finally, we're here.
It's been a while.
Man, I hate skipping a week, first of all, but talk about just nothing falling into place properly for us to do this episode. But we're here. We're here.
Shit happened. We
finally get to open the bottle. There it is. There it is. Signed, sealed, delivered. Signed.
My good buddy. Yep.
There it is. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Speaking of delivered, unfortunately, guys, that's exactly why we had to wait so long. I sent Rick his bottle after this, after the show, after the, not the show, the signing. And it was supposed to be there in 2 days.
Yeah.
Good old United States Post Office.
So, yeah, the Pony Express, the horse died, the poor postman, he had a crawl from like Jersey to get here with it.
The funny part about that is that it said it got to New Jersey the next day, and then it got from New Jersey to Syracuse in 4 hours.
Really?
And then it sat in Syracuse for 2 days.
Okay, so then the horse died in Syracuse, which doesn't surprise me.
It was too cold.
Yeah, and then the poor postman had a walk.
Goodness gracious. So, unfortunately, guys, we appreciate the patience, but that's why we had to wait on this show. I did not want to do it without Rick having his bottle. It would have been pointless, you know, for me to sit here and pour it and taste it for the first time and Rick do it. We you know, we weren't going to fake it and, you know, pour another bourbon in there. Like, oh, yeah, Frank, great job. I mean, that just would have been wrong. So,
no.
So we did it. So, anyway.
And if you drink it without me, I just would have been over here drooling.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it would have defeated the purpose. So we're finally here. Do you want to go over the story of the time there first? Do you want to crack it open and let's get going? And then we could talk.
You know what?
While sipping it.
I would like to crack it open.
Let's do it.
So we can sip it while we're talking.
Let's do it. So here it is. We got I have my glass of ice here. Got the bottle here. Let's see. Here it is. Okay. Oh, boy.
You know what? I really was hoping that the ones that we had ordered were going to
came first. Yeah, I know. I wanted to leave it.
With his signature, I did not want to crack this bottle. But in the spirit of everything, we got to do.
All right.
And Tony, I can't thank you enough.
And another reason why we wanted to do this earlier, as you guys know, we posted already a happy birthday wish to Rick. But yeah, I sent that up. That was my birthday gift to Rick, was the bottle. So I was hoping he would have had it before his birthday so we could have drank it on his birthday, but it worked out. It worked out. That's okay. His birthday real quick. Dad was nice enough to put this Rocky cake out there.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife, Deb, put up Rocky decorations and balloons. So he had everything but the bourbon. Okay, so yeah, mine's open. Let's
Oh, that's got a nice smell, Tone. Oh, yeah.
Oh boy!
I can smell it as soon as I open the cork. I can smell it.
Oh boy! All right, now this is 90 proof.
So I know we'll get to it. But when you were at the distillery, you had it. It was not proofed down yet.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So you got your glass there, my friend.
I do.
Well, this is a belated happy birthday. Chink the glasses there.
Salute. Oh, I like.
You know, and I mean, I know everybody's, of course, going to think we're just biased. I mean, but
no.
that's really good.
No, I do like whiskey and bourbon. This is very good. It is smooth.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's very smooth.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
I like the flavor on the back end of it, too.
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. That's very nice. Like Rick said, we're just going to sip our drinks here.
I've had some bourbons, Tony, like you. We've had bourbons and whiskeys that we have not liked.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, you know, I would be a respectful honest if I didn't care for it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, Frank, it's not my cup of tea, but it isn't bad. But no, this is good. It's just yeah. good burn. It's nice and smooth. There's a nice flavor to it. Yeah, well done, my friend.
Yes.
Very well.
Good.
So let's put up here what Rick was talking about. This is not going to be a short show by any means. We have a lot to talk about, a lot to go over.
Yes, we do.
So as you guys know, I went to Jacksonville. There it is there on March 22nd. He was going to be there at Burlock and Barrel, which is a distillery in Jacksonville, Florida, right here. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. He walked in. It was already set up for Frank to be there. A quick backstory of why I was in there when Frank opened up that barrel. It was raining that day. And I got out of the car and went. I saw people with cases of Frank's loading up their car. I mean, unloading their car. I'm sorry. So I went over to them because I wanted to know what door to be by. Because there was three doors. One of them looked like it was the main door, but I didn't want to stand at that door, and I was in the wrong door. So when I asked him if I, you know, what door, he said, this door here. I said, okay. So I was hanging out, just, you know, looking around, waiting. I was probably 45 minutes early, maybe an hour, because of the rain. I didn't want to risk the time driving. And so then the guy's like, why don't you come on inside? I'm waiting here. It's raining out. I said, okay. And so that was here. That was this. I was standing right in there. And that's what it looked like. Nobody was in there but me and that guy who was wound up being the owner.
No kidding.
And then he's like, watch, come around the back here. This is where the distillery is, and they're talking about things. And I turned the corner. I saw all the bottles there. I'm like, holy crap, that is a lot of bottles. And then I look over, and there's – well, Frank wasn't drinking yet, but there's Frank and the two gentlemen there that are with him. Those are the guys that created the bourbon.
Nice.
And here were the cases of that they were bringing them in.
Wow.
And I have to admit, it was one of the cooler things that has ever happened to me. Thank you to this show for that. Because Frank looked up and that guy, well, wait, that's that guy there. Hold on. This guy here. No, that's me. I don't know where Chris went. Okay, Chris was. But Chris is his manager. And I had my round 14 quarter zip on. And he goes, hey, round 14. He's like, you know, I was hoping you guys would come. Like, whoa, okay, that's pretty cool. And then Frank himself puts his hand out. He's like, hey, Tony, yeah, let's talk about your podcast.
Wow.
Excuse me? I mean, I was dumbfounded. I was like, and I don't get shocked or starstruck. I wasn't starstruck, but I was definitely taken aback.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not expecting that. So he, so then he's like, okay, well, let's do all the bourbon thing first, and then we'll go out front. So they, let me get some video here of what they were doing. Here's this
one. Remember that, Frank? Oh yeah. it needs to be proofed down.
Oh yeah, that's 128 proof.
Oh,
really?
Oh, God. Our just ran out of gas.
Yeah. Oh crap.
That's how it is out of the barrel, and then we.
Now he
proof of that, Frank.
So then they handed out glasses to the people that were there. Now the only people that were there that were not in the video was another person that was videoing with a bigger camera, you know, pro camera.
Mm-hmm.
His manager Chris was next to me, myself, and there was one other person there, and I don't remember who that was and why they were there. So they handed out those glasses, and so I tasted it right out of the barrel. So I did kind of cheat, I guess, because I did taste it before this, but. 128 proof, not proof down, and now this is a little different.
Yeah, well, 128 proof, that's like what do they call it? I'm drawing a blank.
Moonshine,
thank you.
I told them, I said, everybody put your lighters away, no matches in the building. Well, so that was what they did there, and here is when they opened up.
And this rolled on your foot like one of the Franks in the hospital.
This is reserved. This is Uncle Frank's. You know, it's amazing, like when they make these.
And then the next one is when they opened it up.
Faint-hearted, folks.
There we go.
All right.
Some cups.
What is this? Is this mine?
So this is
Jacob's
cup. So this is, yeah.
How much have these filled up to about where?
So I was back there with them in this private little, I don't know, tour there, whatever. It was one of the cooler things ever.
Nice.
And then after we drank that, that's when Frank, there's a bar there. It's a distillery in the back, like you just saw, which has the, it has, you know, this here, it's got the barrels there, and it's got this here, well, that's more bottles. It has, you know, where they make the actual bourbon itself, obviously.
Okay.
And then they had a bar, which was there. That was in the front.
Very nice.
And that was in front there, and then this was in front of that.
Okay.
Right there. That was in front of the bar. So Frank said, let's go sit down at the bar and let's talk about your podcast. I'm happy to meet Frank and get the bottle signed. I mean, right. This is before I had the bottle signed. I mean, but he's asking us about our podcast. Like, you know, so, and now, you know, I mean, we didn't obviously advertise, but we were messaging Frank for probably a few months now. Mm-hmm. And he did reply. He's like, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on, and started asking about the podcast and stuff.
Sure.
So he and I went and sat down at the bar and started talking about the podcast, told him what we you know, usually show and what we usually broadcast and what we're doing there and stuff. And he was like, okay. So we started talking about boxing a little bit. And he was talking to me about that. And then he's like, okay, you know, we'll shoot a little something about boxing before we're done. And unfortunately, we can't put that up here. We tried a handful of times already, and the video won't go up. I'm sorry that it's doing that. I mean, we could try it one more time just for the hell of it to say we didn't give it our all. Let's try again. If it doesn't work, we're just going to post it on our page.
Right.
But we were talking. I'm going to put it up.
Try to, like, you know, up grandstand. It's not going to go well. Because
he's going to awaken the beast, and that's not going to be a good thing.
But he's still, you know.
Yeah, see, for some reason or other, the video is not syncing. The video is going quiet. It's working fine on the laptop. So I apologize about that. But we will post that on our Instagram page, so you can see that. It's about a 2-minute interview, and he gives us his thoughts on the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
Right.
Again, not expecting that at all. I mean, I wasn't expecting to get a little private one-on-one time. Then, of course, I asked, okay, take a picture with me. And, you know, there's the Round 14 shirt I have that my amazing co-host makes that wonderful merchandise. Message us if you want some. They're really good.
God, I wanted to be there so bad.
Oh, I know. We talked about that. You know, we were talking about you almost were going to come down until you saw.
I was this close, and then, you know, the airfare out of Syracuse. It would have been cheaper for me to fly to Italy. You know,
isn't that crazy? I mean, it just makes me laugh on how that is. I know, of course, we're derailing on the subject here, but it's like when we did Rocky Day. I was told I was going to meet Sly, and I bought the ticket that day. I mean, I only had like 8 days to whatever it was before I was going. The ticket round trip from Tampa to Philly was $83.
It's nuts.
$83. Yeah. I just looked at it again because I keep looking at them to see how much it's going to be for the Rocky run in November.
Sure.
It has it dipped below $250.
Really?
Like, how does it go from 83 to 250 to 400? I mean, come on. It's still the same amount of time in the air. You're still using relatively the same amount of fuel.
Right. Well, and then it wanted to take me from, I remember looking at it because it wasn't even, you had layovers. So it was going to take me from Florida, from Florida. And then I had to go to like Chicago and then to New York. It was like, you know, and then the cheapest one I could find, I was going to come in on 2 days earlier and leave 2 days later. So it didn't matter, you know. And we were only going to be there for 2 hours.
That was it. That was all I was there. You know, I mean, I wish I would have been closer. I mean, Chris said he wanted to invite me to the after party. And the after party was in a little bit of a nicer lounge. You know, I had the round 14 shirt. I had shorts on and flip flops. You know, I didn't have any dress attire. This young lady here, Maria, hold on, let me find her picture here. Where is she? Is this it? Yeah, there she is. She's one of our followers. And thanks to her, she sent me that picture of her. And then she sent me this picture, Frank and I. And then she went to the after party to check it out.
Oh, and nice.
They were dressed a little nicer and stuff. So, you know, I couldn't go to that, have some more drinks, and then drive 4 hours home. So that wasn't going to work out very well.
Now, see, if we had any idea that knowing it was going to be an overnight, I probably would have, you know.
Well, I would have too. I mean, I would have, you know, I would have looked for a room up there. I would have made it smart. I drive up, you know, we'll go do the thing. We'll see Frank after. And then the next morning head back home.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, I didn't know. So it was, you know, I mean, it was what it was. It's kind of stinks, but it is what it is, right?
What are you going to do? But I'm glad you got to go.
I know. I mean,
I'm so jealous.
I'm sorry. I mean, I even told him, I was like, he goes, you getting two bottles? I said, yeah, man, my co-host Rick said, you got to sign one for him. And he's like, all right. So he signed a bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely down to earth. Super cool guy.
Yeah, really chill. Just seems like the.
He definitely I messaged him afterwards, and I was like, "Thank you so much for the hospitality. You know, making round 14 feel warm and welcome." I said, in true Italian style, you didn't let me down, and he replied, right. No worries, give me a thumbs up with an Italian flag,
right?
And you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, I have to admit that it is kind of cool.
Sure.
But again, if you would have known, I would have been like, hey, let's get a room, we'll split it.
Yeah.
Fly in, I'll drive up. It would have been the opposite of Philly. You know, I'm driving up and you're flying in.
Absolutely.
But
right.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm glad it all worked out. I'm glad it worked out perfect where he said he would come on. He's like, I said, you know, now that you saw what we're about and all, and I said, if you want, check out some of the episodes and hopefully we'll get you on. And he did say, he's like, we'll work something out. We'll figure it out. So he will come on at some point. Right now with this rollout, I know he's doing a meet and greet in New York. He's doing a tour, basically. So I don't know. He might come up by you.
You know, I was going to hit him up on Insta just to say, hey, you know, you're going to be doing anything in the upstate New York area.
Well, how far are you from the New York City?
About 4.5 hours.
Okay. And that's what I was for to Jacksonville. Yeah. So, I mean, even if that was the only spot, it's not that undoable.
No.
I mean, it's definitely, 8 hours of driving for a 2-hour visit, was a bit much, but, at least it was worth the while.
Sure.
At least it wasn't a bust where, I got to see him for 2 seconds and, sign the bottle and leave. He signed both of my bottles. I spent a good hour and a half with him.
Right.
Before the people even came in.
That's awesome.
We were talking. Oh, here's one shot. He was talking about Tombstone. Hold on. I'll put this on here. You won't be able to hear us, but I'll put this on.
Honey, you read the real book on Batman. Quiet like Dr. Batman said, you can knock the buddy or psychos. Knock was college educated.
Yeah, very, very
intelligent. When he went from good, well-to-do family, when he got sick, that's when he found he had TB, which was life-ending. That's when he started. And that's a horrible way to go.
That guy sitting next to him is Chris. That's his manager.
Oh, okay.
And, he was talking about Tombstone. He was talking about Doc Holliday. And then Pat Masterson there. And then the last video I have, I don't know what this is. Yeah, that's when they were pouring shots for everybody. That's when I told Frank, I'm like, Frank, I got to drive 4 hours. Like, this is like the second, the third shot now. I'm going to go easy there, pal.
Right, right.
Gina's texting. I mean, I don't have Facebook. Gina's on Facebook. Tony's doing shots with Frank Stallone in Jacksonville. It's crazy. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
It was well worth it. I'm really glad I went. I'm really glad everything turned out the way it was.
Yeah, and you know what? And I got to say, this is very smooth.
It is. It's really good.
It has a very smooth finish to it.
I mean, this is just straight on the rocks. This is no water, no idea. But I want to make an old fashioned with it and taste that. It's really good though. It is very good. Mm-hmm. I would definitely buy it again. I'm gonna send my dad a bottle. He likes bourbon. He'll never buy this for himself.
Yeah, but and you know the price point on it is pretty reasonable. $38, $40, something like that.
Yeah, well, it was $48. It's $48. Yeah. No, that's the reason. Very reasonable price. I mean, most of the premium bourbons out there are somewhere between $40 and $50.
Yeah,
of course they have the upper tiers,
sure,
and they have the lower tiers. But I mean, something like I would consider this an everyday bourbon, where you know that's what you kept in your house when you felt like having a drink. You might have a bottle of special bourbon that you know you don't whip out as often because it costs more money,
right?
You know, $75-$100, and you know, you take it out on anniversaries or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
this is definitely a bourbon that you can use on the regular and not break the bank.
Right. Right.
Agreed.
I do like it. Absolutely. I'm looking for it at my local liquor store.
I know. I did go to the local liquor store and ask him about it. And he said, no, I haven't heard of it. He did look it up in his system and it is there. And
okay.
It said coming soon.
Nice.
So this was when I first got back from there. This was like 2 weeks ago.
So have you gotten any tracking information since the last one email that came out? Neither have I.
I haven't got anything. Nothing. Okay. So, I mean, it'll come. I mean, I know.
Yeah, I know. But we're like kids on Christmas.
I know, right? I know. But yeah, I mean, it's really cool. Uncle Frank's Bourbon Instagram page. Now follows Round 14. They're going to promo the episode that we're doing right now on their page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they were going to. The Burlock and Barrel Company also follows us. They're going to – here, I got a good shot of their tabletops. These are kind of cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they had this
dude, here. You know what? It's probably a good thing that I – it's probably a good thing I didn't go because I'd probably try to wheel one of those – push one of those barrels out.
Well, what Frank asked them to do, and they said they were going to do it, is let's see if I can find a picture. Okay, this picture here. That barrel, Frank wanted it like that, with a barrel on the bottom and then another barrel on the top. But he wants the Uncle Frank logo burned in.
Okay.
And he wants a spout on there to just pour out the bourbon.
Oh, nice.
And the guy right there in that picture, the other guy that's standing next to Frank, said, we can make that happen.
I want one too.
I know, right? How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign me up. So,
I'm telling you. It was a great experience. Like I said, I felt so horrible. I mean, I wish you were there so bad. You know, maybe another time. Oh, I did tell him too. I said, come play the Hard Rock in Tampa. I said, I'm not driving all the way up to Atlantic City, so come down to Tampa.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said he heard good things about that venue, and he liked that it was near a town. There's a city over there, a town over there near Tampa called Ybor City. And they're known for their Cuban history and cigars.
Beautiful.
So he wanted to be – he asked where that was. So we'll see, hopefully.
Right. Well, I will have to go on Uncle Frank's page and maybe even shoot him an email or a message and say, hey, you know, where are you going to be touring? You know, the bourbon.
Will you
be in my area?
Yeah. I mean, I'll message Chris as well. Chris is on there, his manager. He has his own page.
Yeah, do that.
I'll shoot that over to you also. But yeah, Chris, cause I asked Chris, I said, can you promo this episode on Uncle Frank's Instagram page? And he replied, absolutely. So I'll ask him, like, where is the tour? Like, where can we get info for the tour?
Right.
Something that's coming near you, you know, and if you wear your Round 14 shirt, they'll definitely call you over.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So and that would be cool if you could just have the same experience, just not together.
Well.
But if you still had the same experience, it would be worth it. I'd be happy for you.
Yeah. No, that I. Yeah, let's make that happen. Let's get a hold of him. And
so those of you that follow us, I don't know how many people drink bourbon, but you definitely want to try it. I mean, I would definitely try it, even if you're not a bourbon drinker. Make an old-fashioned out of it. Old-fashioned is just some simple syrup, sugar water, an orange, and a cherry. Now, this is the the old-fashioned way of making an old-fashioned. Yeah, two dashes of bitters, orange, and a cherry. Muddle it up. Pour your bourbon. Top it off with some water or some club soda, and you're good to go. And that's going to cut that harshness of the bourbon.
Make I've it never nice had and tasty. One.
You ever had an old fashioned?
No.
When we go to Adrian's, we'll get one. Maybe they'll have this.
You know what? I got to tell you, Tony, I'm a fan of the harshness.
My dad was that way too. My dad drank Jack Daniels forever from when I can remember till I was in my 30s. Okay. And then when he retired, he on a fixed income, he had to cut back and not drink the expensive stuff anymore.
Right.
So then he started drinking Evan Williams.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
Which is like a poor man's Jack Daniels.
Yeah, it's like drinking.
I mean, but it's fine.
You've got Miller and you've got, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I go to the Miller. Yeah.
But no, this is excellent. I'm so glad I got this. I'm so glad, like you said, I'm really glad it's good.
Yes.
You know, but it tastes fantastic. I can't wait. I can't wait to have another one.
Everybody kept warning us.
Everybody's like, hey, you better be careful. how much you drinking on that show?
Yeah. Well, I got, you
know, by the end of the episode, we'll be like, what's that?
I was going to say, it's got a home next to my four roses from Pauly.
There you go.
Yep.
I know. I told Gina, I said, I didn't know, obviously, because we didn't try it yet. And I said, if this is a really good bourbon, to the end of this episode, we might be like the Dean Martin show. feeling pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. You know what? Seriously, though, it's got a great taste.
It does.
It's got an awesome finish that just kind of stays with you. Because I've had some bourbons before that are like, you know, ooh, that's turpentine.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. That's it. You know, when you're sipping it, I mean, and also, too, you got to understand something. These aren't drinks. This isn't a margarita. This isn't a drink that you're a Mai Tai where you're drinking it. And what I mean by that is this is meant to be sipped and take, you know, an hour to drink.
Absolutely.
Maybe 30 minutes, but still.
Yeah, I usually like to, I know you don't partake, but I like to have my cigar with my whiskey or bourbon in the
evening. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do. My best friend who lives outside of Philly, he does too. He likes the cigars. I just never did. That just wasn't me.
And that's quite okay, but I drinking this, I feel like I know the cigar that would go really well with this, it's called a Cuba Cuba Acid. It's like an acid infused, not like 70s acid.
You got the alcohol and the acid. You're really going to have a good time.
Yeah, we're like, woo! No, when it's like acid infused with a flavor. But boy, that would really hit the spot
As I was telling you before we went on the air, is that in hindsight, I wish I would have took more opportunities with Frank. Like, I didn't want to be greedy. I didn't want to be that guy who was there. You know, but like after we did the little video of the Tyson interview, like I wanted to ask him, okay, let's talk about your bourbon. Give me a little shout for round 14. Hey, let's sing Take It Back. Hey, let's do. I had so much going on in my head.
Yeah.
Because it was just him and I. We were just it was like me, him, his manager Chris, the two guys that made the bourbon, and the camera guy, and that lady.
Yeah,
that was it. So,
you know the way that I get.
you would have definitely been like this. It would have been, but I get it. You know, I wish I would have asked him about his brother's bourbon. What happened to Sly? What happened to Stallone bourbon? There was just so much I wanted to talk to him about. I mean, but it's like, just like when I met Sly, and I'm sure same for you when you met him. It's like in hindsight, you're like, oh, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have did that. I wish I would have. But things like that, you don't know how much time you're going to have.
Right.
So you don't want to, how can I put it? Like, you want to do the thing that you want the most, you know, which was, you know, shake the hand, get the picture, sign the bottle. That's what you wanted the most. That's why we went there. You know, and then after that, it was like, okay, well, he was the one that brought up doing the video of the interview.
Sure.
And then after we were done, we started walking away and we were talking about the Hard Rock and stuff. And I just felt it would have been awkward to bring out the camera again. Like, because at that point we were just talking. We had the bourbon and we were just talking.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like they say in like the NFL, you know, the rookies, they go in and they're doing their touchdown dances and they're, you know, whatever they're doing. You go back to the days of Barry Sanders, he just hands the ball to the ref.
Well, yeah. I think it was either Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith that said that.
Yeah.
You know, and exactly. Whenever I meet anybody, I don't want to fanboy at them. But I also don't want to be like acting like it's nothing if it's something special. Yeah.
There's a fine line
Exactly.
Yeah, where you got to kind of, you know. Yeah, I would have to come down a lot.
Right. Well, yeah. You would have definitely. I would have had to reel you in like in Jaws. You know,
Tony would have had me in the headlock. Shut up, Rick.
I mean, since Chris said, "Oh, hey, it's round 14," and Frank said, you know, Tony and stuff. I didn't want to abuse that by just keep asking. You know, I didn't want them to be like, "All right, Tom," you know. Let's chill, buddy.
No, you don't want to get to that point.
Right. You know, I mean,
good terms.
Hindsight, I think from now on, whenever we have interactions with anyone in person, you know, I'm just going to, you know, flat out, like, where do you want this to go? I mean, like, because this is what we would like to do. A, B, C, D. Mm-hmm. Are you good with all that? Do you want to just do A? You know, I mean, I think if we kind of lay it out like that, like, you know, like we would, then it's up to them.
Well, Tony, neither you or I are Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes. No. We don't go into these things, you know, unless we have a scheduled or planned interview. You walk into these things and you're just, like you said earlier, you want to catch the moment that you're there for.
Yeah.
And anything else that may happen, it's like off the cuff.
Yeah, so, well, like, when we came out from the back after we tried the bourbon that was in the barrel, and everybody walked out towards the bar, and that's when they were pouring out those shots. And that's when he said, "Come on, let's go sit over here." And we went out to the end of the bar and sat at the end of the bar. He's like, "Let's talk about your podcast." I'm like, "That's okay."
That is, you know, surreal right there.
Right? I mean, that's crazy. I was like, "Okay, let's go talk about the podcast."
You and Frank sitting at the bar by yourselves.
Great. It's insane.
That's insane.
He was so hospitable. Him and Chris both. You felt like, you know, you just knew them at the end of the bar right there. That's where we were. Not the end that's closest, the far end.
Wow.
And he's the one that said, "Let's go sit over here. Let's go sit at the end of the bar." Awesome. I mean, he just made me feel so at home. I felt very comfortable talking to him. And that was the other thing, too. I wanted to talk to him and enjoy the conversation. And, you know, be in the moment with the conversation that we were having. But no, Chris was a great guy. Frank made us feel at home. You know, everybody there just was fantastic. The Burlock and Barrel people, you know, these guys here, those two guys, you know, super nice. I mean, it was a great experience. It really was. I would definitely, anybody that's in the Jacksonville area, go check them out. They have their own bourbon and whiskey, obviously. They have their own. They also have their own flavored tequila. They have a flavored whiskey as well.
Wow.
Actually, wait, I apologize. I don't think it's a tequila. I think it's just a flavored whiskey. It was like a mango whiskey or something like that. And he gave me a little sample of it. It was actually really good. I'm not a big fan of the fruity flavored alcohols. But it was actually, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. That's.
But yeah. So yeah, we did our bottle opening and it didn't disappoint. Let's put it that way.
No, by no means. By no means.
Didn't disappoint. I mean, I'm so glad I have it. But I think this is going to be big for him. I think it's going to be in every liquor store you're going to be able to see once they do the official.
He's also got Uncle Frank's Meat Rocket.
Is meat rocket or is it meat stick?
I thought it was a meat rocket, or it could be a meat stick. I'm not quite sure.
No, I think you might be right. I think it is meat.
He's like, do with it what you will, but yeah, it's basically it's a Slim Jim.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys saw we posted that little clip on our Mike Torsha had Frank on, his podcast, and when we had Mike on our podcast, he told us about that. It's basically a healthier version of a beef jerky with just, you know, dried meat and a lot less additives. Right. So, you know, I mean, they were talking, Frank was like, you know, why not take advantage of this popularity of the Family Stallone show? Because now they have a wider audience, more so than the Rockheads and the people that have followed Frank. You know, now they have other fans that are following those two, and they also have fans of the girls. They have fans of Jennifer. They have a lot broader audience. Right. Take advantage of it. Why not?
Makes sense.
Why not take advantage of it and do whatever you can with it? And if you could make X millions more because of it, good for you. I mean,
someday when we have our own reality show.
That might not be good.
we'll come up with our own stuff.
I mean, granted, they're in their mid to late 70s, but I met both of them. You know, they're in better shape than we are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not. I mean, Frank was a lot, not to say that I didn't think he was in good shape before, because, I mean, we've seen videos and photos of him. But in person, he's much trimmer and more in shape than he looks in videos and pictures.
Well, that's, you know what? Because on video, I'm looking at the videos and pictures you have there.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in phenomenal
shape. Yeah, he's in great shape. He's in fantastic shape.
So,
and it was the other thing, too. I forgot to tell you. Remember, you made him a Round 14 shirt.
Yes, I did.
Round 14 t-shirt. So he was very excited to get that shirt. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, my God. That's
so awesome. So I had that in my hand when we first met, and he shook my hand. And I didn't know how long I was going to be there because I wasn't even really supposed to be there. I didn't think, you know? I mean, the guy walked me in and Chris welcomed me. So I said, hey, you know, just so you know, we brought you a Round 14 shirt. And he's all awesome. Size XL. And he's looking at the tag. I said, yeah, it's an XL. He said, cool. I'll wear it to the gym. So hopefully we'll see a video of him after his workout one time and we'll have,
oh my God, that would be so awesome.
That would be cool. I'm hoping. I've seen him do it before.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'll shoot Chris a message, and you can, like you said, do that to Uncle Frank and ask him, you know, where's the tour going? Do you have a city lineup? Because I mean, if they're going to Philly or New York, I don't know what else is near you. And I guess they would really be the only ones, the bigger cities that would be closest.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're going to do any smaller, you know, maybe they'll hit Buffalo, Rochester. I don't know, you know, but I would, if it was.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about Buffalo. They might, yeah, Buffalo might. I mean, obviously, I'm sure they won't do it until the spring, you know, until it gets to be a little more, because what's the temp up there now? You said you're still getting snow.
Yeah, they're calling for snow tomorrow and Thursday. Not much, but.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't want to deal with that, but I don't know.
No.
He might.
I'm just going to come down and live in your spare bedroom because I'm sick of this shit.
that's this room. This is my daughter. This is my daughter that's in college. This is her room. I'm in her bedroom. She said I could use this wall behind me.
Okay.
And this is the spare bedroom here. This is my office studio spare bedroom.
Yeah.
When she comes home, she sleeps here, and all this stuff is still here.
All bets are off next year, brother.
Yeah.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so
hopefully. But yeah, this is good. I like it. I like it. I hope it does well for him.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see. We got our.
Got these shirts there. Nice.
Uncle Frank's bourbon.
Yep.
T-shirts.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, I think I showed all the pictures. Let's see here. I showed that one. Yeah, I think I showed them all. Obviously, you don't need to see this one, but those were the bottles. Showed them all. And then the videos. Oh, actually, I don't think I showed this video. Hold on.
Wow. That's a lot of bourbon.
The beginning was the distillery part where they made it. And then there was the cases of it where they had the labels back there on top of them that they were putting labels on. They put the labels on by hand.
Really?
Yeah. There was no machine there or nothing. There was some guy back there just putting labels on.
Oh, my God. I've been like, hey, give me a label.
Right?
You know, no doubt.
Very cool. Very cool. But so Frank, thank you again. Chris, thank you again for the hospitality to Round 14. Hopefully we'll get you on at some point soon after your busy touring of Uncle Frank's Bourbon Tour. I'm sure it'll do well. I guess you're going to go back to playing somewhere for a venue. So hopefully we'll see you somewhere nearby and we could catch it.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to go see him in Atlantic City and that didn't work out, but I would love to see him, you know, perform. Love to see that.
No, same. Matter of fact, Tony D, who's one of our followers, who you know, Tony D.
Yeah, Tony D. General.
He saw him at the Atlantic City one.
That's the one I was going to go to.
And he said it was phenomenal.
Yeah. I bet.
He's a showman. Sure. But so, you know, he's not just singing. He's putting on a show. He's putting on a... you know, giving you guys a good show, a good act, good time. I mean, you know, like we've said this before. I mean, we did a whole episode on him. I told him that too. I said, where were you? I said, we did a whole episode on you. We could have used all this back then.
Right.
I mean, but you know, he's a very talented man. He's got a lot of accolades under his belt. I'm glad he was in person the way we hoped he was. Because sometimes it doesn't always happen.
You're absolutely correct on that.
And thankfully, Sly was that way, and his brother was that way.
Right.
So sometimes they tell you don't want to meet your heroes, you know. So
right. There would have been a lot of. I would have had a lot of questions, you know, for Frank had I been there. One of them, it wouldn't have been a question. I've always wanted to tell him, and I wonder how he feels about it. I know it was a very small, it was a bit role. It wasn't much of nothing, but I just loved him in his cameo in Fred's Laws. I just love that scene with him, you know? And I just always wanted to tell him that.
He was talking about Vince Vaughn to somebody. Because somebody said, yeah, I swear to you. Because somebody said, I loved you. He goes, I hate to do this, but I loved you in Fred Claus. And the guy's like, and then Frank goes, oh yeah, with Vince Vaughn. He goes, Vince Vaughn was awesome. And they started talking about Vince Vaughn. So they really didn't talk about his role.
Oh, so somebody did bring that up, Fred Claus.
Yeah. Somebody else brought that up. Somebody else brought up Tombstone.
Okay.
They said that to him. So, I mean, you know, it's, As cool as you want to be, and I don't mean cool, but as respectful and as, you know, keeping it at a certain level as you want to be, you still want to. Like when I met Sly, you know, 1976, Rocky changed my life. I'm not going to not tell that man that.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm not going to just pretend, oh, hey, Sly, good to meet you. I mean.
Yeah, right.
You know, so I get it, you know, because they were also talking about doing a commercial for Uncle Frank, and that's why it came up with Tombstone, because he said they were thinking about doing some of the scenes that he was in his movies, but turn them into the Uncle Frank commercial.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so like, you know, I mean, I don't know anything on top of my head, but, you know, so if he was to say, I can't even think of anything. So, all right, let's just use Rocky, for example, just because I know that movie so well. You know, instead of saying there ain't going to be no rematch, they would say like, hey, let's go get Uncle Frank's or something.
Okay.
Like they were going to twist the words to as a play to go buy the bourbon.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, and he's been in more than a handful of movies that they could have done that with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
it would be cool to see.
Wasn't he in Cape Fear? Didn't we talk about that? Was it Cape Fear?
I don't know if he was in that.
The heck one am I thinking of?
We can look up with our handy dandy Google friend.
Yeah. Well, I did want to say to your point, when I met Sly that time, I always wanted to be hypnotized so I could remember what I said to him.
Well, I remember. I just wish I would have said more.
I,
that's my only problem. I just wish that I would have said, you know, I wish I would have, you know, I didn't, you know, I don't not remember it. I remember every second of it. I just wish I would have took the opportunity to, I wish I would have, like I told you, I wish I would have stayed there until the security guys were like, okay, buddy, let's go. Let's keep the line moving.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I do. Cause they pushed it into our heads so much about get up there, shake hands, take the picture and go.
Right.
You know, and I didn't want to upset anybody. I didn't want to,
sure,
you know, be a jerk or be that guy. So
sure, sure.
You know, I was like, oh, all right, let me just do what I'm supposed to do here. But I just wish I would have said more. I wish I would have told them more. But all right, let's see here. Kate, the cast of Cape Fear. I do not see Frank Stallone.
Okay. I'm thinking of another.
I didn't think he was, but.
I'm definitely thinking of another one. I have to brush up on that.
Thinking another what?
Of another movie he was in. I thought it was alongside either De Niro or Pacino.
Let's see. Let me find out. Let me find his little filmography thing here. Hold on. All right, Frank, what we got? So he's got Fred Claus.
Yeah. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
That's great. So what's he got here? These aren't all his, are they? No. Come on now. All right, let's go to Wikipedia. They're always pretty. Career. No, this is just for music. Oh my goodness! Come on now.
Boy, actually, I probably have my notes from when we did his thing.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right. So we got, all right. So his first role was Rocky, obviously. The Street Corner, Take It Back.
Yeah.
He was also the singer in Paradise Alley. He was a singer on Rocky II, of course. Rocky III. Staying Alive, he played Carl, remember? Remember the line where John Travolta comes in and the girl he likes, Frank Stallone, she's starting to see him now. Frank came to pick her up and John Travolta's like, hey, you going to be okay there? And Frank's character's like, what are you, Allstate? Like, what are you, I'm in good hands. What are you, Allstate? he was in Miami Vice, Death Feud. Oh, Barfly. Remember I told you, you got
to
see Barfly.
Yeah, I do need to watch Barfly.
Yeah, he was phenomenal in Barfly. Played Eddie. Eddie was his name. He's got a few films here. I don't know what they are. Take Two, Crossing the Mob, Midnight Cop, Heart of Midnight, Easy Kill, Prime Suspect, Terror in Beverly Hills, Hudson Hawk with Bruce Willis.
Oh, no kidding.
Tombstone, remember he played Ed Bailey, yep. Public Enemies, Mike Hammer, Get Carter, he was the man at the funeral.
Public Enemies.
Balboa, of course, he was a dinner patron in the restaurant. No,
this was older than that.
Yeah, and then right. Fred Claus, excuse me, and that. This Is Who I Am. He played Uncle Tony, Skid Row, Vincent, Glory Days, Lord of the Freaks. And then Stallone Frank, that is, the family Stallone, and the documentary Sly.
Okay.
I mean, he's got himself a lot of credits there.
Yeah, he does.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
All righty, my brother. Well, I appreciate it. I wish you were there. I'm sorry you weren't. But cheers anyway. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Another one. You bought another one?
No. But I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Of course. Happy birthday.
It means a lot.
Happy birthday, my friend.
More than you know.
Anytime. If I could have sent you a case, I would have. But that probably wouldn't get there till May, so.
Yeah, right.
I was so worried it was going to get there broken.
Well, let me tell you something. You bought lock, stock, and barrel and bubble wrap.
Do you see that? I used the whole thing.
I'm like,
I bought it. It was about this round. I just wrapped the crap out of it. I'm like, this thing's going to bounce out of here.
It reminded me of one of those projects from high school with the egg. You throw it off the top of the roof.
Hey, well, at least it made it there in one piece, right?
Yes, it did. You all passed. Right. Well, A++.
What's that?
It said you passed A++.
Yes. Well, anyway, Frank, again, thank you for the hospitality.
Yes.
Check out our Instagram page for the interview with him talking about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. We will put that on there. I'll probably actually post it tonight. And then check out our next episode. Next episode is Mike Torchia.
Yeah.
We had on last week. So he'll be on the show, and then we have some more surprises coming. Yeah. Hey, we've been doing pretty good with our surprises.
Yes, we have. Mike Torchia was a fantastic interview.
Yeah, it was.
That is going to be something you don't want to miss.
Yeah, no, that was a good show. That was a good show. Thank you, everybody, for watching again, and we will see you next week. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take care, guys.
Come back. Make sure you come back. Sorry we were gone for so long.
Yeah.
I hate that. All right, we'll see everybody later. Have a good one.